We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Well, 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 it's that time again, and we're talking my Sixers. Joel Embiid and James Harden are playing good basketball together. The Nuggets have hit a rough patch. Giannis still looks absolutely unstoppable when he gets it going. We're going to discuss that much more with comedian, podcaster Blake Wexler on today's episode. I'm Jack O'Brien.
And I'm Jabari Davis.
And this is Miles and Jack.
Miles and Jack sometimes got mad boosties.
Sometimes.
Well, you know.
3-on-1. Davis. God. LeBron.
There you go. Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
Curry, a three-pointer. Bang. Steph Curry from downtown again.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. No showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Wow, wow, wow. Listen to that new intro. We're almost a year in and we finally sound like a real NBA podcast.
We are pros here.
We are pros. I mean, I feel like that kind of sets too high a bar, actually. If I had one note, it's like, man, this is going to be an exciting podcast. Nobody who's stupid is going to talk at all. Hello. You are incorrect. Right off the bat. Hello, I'm Jack. I'm an idiot. And Blake Wexler, what's happening?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me. I, too, am a moron who knows nothing at all. So
you fit in well.
I fit in perfectly. And this was not a coincidental booking. This was this because of my lack of intellect and inability to be articulate about the NBA that I was booked on the show. So thank you for having me. I'm very
excited. To make me look better. And we did say that specifically. We need somebody to make me look articulate by comparison.
That's right.
Blake is one of our favorite guests on the Daily Zeitgeist, one of our favorite comedians. And he has this quote that I'd like to read. I have been following the Sixers season closely this year, and I'm sure it's going to soon burst into flames in a freshly devastating way. And that is very close to my heart. That is how I feel as a Sixers fan at all times.
So as a fan, I want to preface this episode where I think this is going to be a great episode. And I also want to preface this by saying, as a sports fan, I am a diehard sports fan to the point where sports did in some way figure back into the fact of me moving to my hometown of Philadelphia after living in Los Angeles for 10 years.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles, when it comes to the Phillies, when it comes to even the Philadelphia Flyers or the Philadelphia Union, I would say that I am an anxious but generally extremely positive fan. When it comes to the Sixers, it's interesting. I want them to win, but they do make me sick, both morally and physically. And I think they're, as an overall thing, bad for the world, for society. They hurt my friends. They hurt my family. They hurt me. I don't see a reason why they... I remember when there was these rumors that Josh Harris might move the team to New Jersey or something, because he also owns the New Jersey Devils. I think he's also putting in a bid for the Washington Commanders. I almost felt relief.
Yeah.
Where I was like, just get this specter, this weight, this awful, awful force in my life away from me and my family. That being, and they do horrible things over and over and over again. I am going to stop talking in a few seconds just as a matter of mental health, but they are universally, I would say, without any merit. And there's no reason to cheer for them. Thank you so much for having me. And
that's it. That's all Blake came by to say.
That's all I really need or can say at the moment.
I got to be honest with you guys. Having two Philly fans to have this conversation with is beautiful, because look, LA fans have been accused of being toxic at times. And we certainly are. I'll 100% cop to that personally, as well.
You're
as
toxic
for the,
to other teams. Though.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Not to ourselves. So while we expect and hope, or at least somewhat cautiously optimistic about winning every year, I love Philly fans because y'all, it doesn't matter. Like, this, it can be a great stretch. It can look incredible, and Joel Embiid, who we'll talk about here shortly, can be playing some of the best basketball of his career. Harden looks the most comfortable he's looked in uniform, and you guys will sit here and say,
I think this is, I think Blake and I are like specifically neurotic people and neurotic about the Sixers. And like mine is built on, like, I've been a living and dying with basketball teams since I was a child because my dad coached basketball. And so my relationship to the basketball teams that I love the most was formed at a time when my brain like did not have object permanence, and so it's just very dumb. It believes, my basketball brain believes in magical spirits and magical forces, and there's not much I can do about it. I have always just felt a certain darkness around the Sixers in particular, because it's been a steady rhythm of getting very excited, having a player that I would have, like, when I was playing on my little hoop in the driveway when I was a kid, I invented a 7'3" person with like amazing touch who like played like a guard and just, could do anything on the bat. And he has arrived, and like the highs are so high. But then there has been this steady rhythm of them not being able to get out of the second round. So I think it is, I think it's hard for the pessimistic Sixer fan out there. And I think Blake and I are both that, for sure.
Yeah, I really like the fact that you use the word beautiful, Jabari, to describe our Sixers fandom. And I would imagine you're using that phrase in the same way people use the word beautiful to describe Guernica, the painting. Where there is just a just dead everywhere.
This is funny that bodies. We've gotten to Guernica and the Sixers have won 5 in a row. And
exactly. this right here is why it's beautiful. I'll admit, there was a little bit of bless your heart in there, in that beautiful, but I meant it.
No,
I understand.
We felt it. And like a Lakers fan cannot talk about another team without being insufferable. It's just kind of impossible. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame you at all. It is listening to a Lakers fan describe the Clippers is unbelievable. It's just a masterclass in passive aggression and backhanded compliments that are just devastating and cut right to the heart. So, but we're not here to talk about the Lakers. We're here to just worry about the Sixers
To puke about the Sixers.
We won't be talking about the Sixers the whole time, though.
Thank you.
Well, They
you read my request. Thank you so much.
Can we stop this right now?
He was on his rider.
I mean, so these are some things Jabari wrote down. He wrote hottest team in the league, winners of five straight, third best point differential in the league, 15 games left, 5 home, 10 away. Not great. Team is currently 19-12 on the road, which doesn't seem that great until you realize that like nobody has a winning record on the road this season for some reason. So I don't know. I don't think they're going to catch either the Celtics or Milwaukee. They're doing much better than I was expecting them to be doing at this point because they've had a lot of really difficult games over the past couple weeks, and they're hanging tough and winning close games. And the thing, Blake, that I was saying last week, I think, was that this team, the thing that they've done this year to trick me into believing that they're different from teams in the past is that they come back. Like, remember for the past 5 years, how even when they had a lead going into the fourth quarter, you were like, they going into the last 5 minutes, it was always like they're going to find a way to lose this. And it feels reversed. Like, it does feel like they're closing this season pretty well in a way that they haven't before. So that's the thing that I'm going to be holding on to until they exit the second round. What about you?
Yes, I agree with you, where that is probably the most alarming thing that's going on with them right now, is that they for the first time have a semblance of a soul. And for so long, this team was just a machine of finding new ways to shred you and to torture you. And okay, that this number one pick didn't work out because he forgot how to shoot. This one before that didn't work out because he never knew how to shoot. This guy had, there's so many things where that should be the most devastating thing about this team that isn't even in the top 15 of like the fact that they drafted Mikal Bridges, who was from Philadelphia. His mother worked for the team, and then they immediately just traded him right after that, right after they drafted him. And he had to put on the little hat and everything, and he thought he was going to play for his hometown team. That is
won just a championship with Villanova, I believe.
Great Valley High School.
Yeah.
And which I had to bring up. I didn't go there, but I do know which high school he went to. And then he was traded for a guy who we drafted instead of him, who was nearly killed by sesame seeds because the team cook didn't know that he had that allergy. So and that's number 19 and 20 of the most horrible things. So you now have you got rid of Ben Simmons, and that was also all sorts of sad, where you want things to work out.
Yeah.
And you now have this team where James Harden, who I thought best case scenario, Andre Miller at the beginning of the year, and he is all Andre Miller and much, much more. So he has been great. They're coming back from 20 point, like I think twice in the past week or two, they came back from 20 point deficits. And Joel Embiid, who is the only person on this team that you could possibly have any love in your heart for, was leading those comebacks. And I am going to try to stop being so negative. I am going to try to do it. So now you have this team that you do feel, oh, wow, like there is some magic to them, where I think before it was a lot of this. It was why you can't pair the two stars together. And you were so preoccupied with that. And now you actually have a team where, oh, you have a player who's capable of putting a smile on your face in Tyrese Maxey. And it is a very, and this is why it's going to be so much worse when I'm falling into it myself, just like you said, Jack, where it's, I'm pulling for them, and they have a heartbeat now. And that should be very exciting in a vacuum.
Yeah, in a vacuum. The Embiid game winner against Portland, was it? This past week was very fun.
Maxey gets knocked to the floor, no whistle. In it comes to Joel. Nurkic on him, 5 seconds to go.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting! 1.1 to go! Absolutely unstoppable.
Yeah, again, comebacks are really fun to watch. I don't know. The MVP conversation is so weird at this point, but Jabari did put together a compilation of people just scoring on Jokic like he's not there. that really warmed my heart, warmed just my you, cold, Jack. Broken heart. Like, the one thing I will say is one of my favorite moments of the season was when, you know, the Sixers played Milwaukee, 16-game winning streak on the line, and Giannis kept going at Embiid, and every time he would run into Embiid's body, he would lose the ball because he just like didn't, he was like, what wall did I just run into? Embiid is a force like that. Like, I think he has a gravitate, like they talk about, well, this guy's a good shooter. He has his own gravity on the court. I think Embiid has gravitational pull from physics because he's that much bigger than everybody. So that was exciting. He's immovable, like even for Giannis, who's the best at scoring when he gets to the rim and like gets his body into somebody. And Jokic is not.
No.
I will just
and
say.
I didn't expect to use this sentence today, but Giannis does. You're talking about someone who has the best body in the world. Like, Giannis has the best body out of any human being in the entire world. And his best body ran into Joel's body and bounced off of it, which is saying a lot. And I wonder, here, with the MVP thing, just another issue in the scheme of the Sixers. But what do you guys think about the fact where a lot of people, whether Jokic deserves it or not, people have compared it to the Steve Nash MVPs often, where if you're a voter, I don't know if you guys are or not, but if you are a voter,
they know better to give us votes.
They're smart. They've heard they're fans of the show, and that's why they will not give you a vote.
Absolutely not.
How much should that figure into as a voter? It's like, can we give this guy three MVPs, or should that not figure in at all?
I'll be honest with you. That's the part that bothers me the most. And the reason is, you know, what has happened in the past or what has not happened in the past shouldn't impact this. It's kind of the same conversation that we were having. It's crazy to think 7 years ago now, when Steph was just about to win his unanimous MVP, and people were like, well, Jordan never won a unanimous MVP and Hakeem never. And it's like, all of those things may be true, but that has nothing to do with how Steph played in that individual year. I get it, you know, on the Jokic thing, if people want to say, well, last year, you know, or whenever it was, when they were like a five seed or whatever, you know, he shouldn't have gotten it then. And, you know, if you want to have that debate, that's fine. But I don't think it's fair to Jokic if that is the reason why you're not going to give it to him. I'm not saying, you know, that he's the, you know, he's a clear cut guy and you have to vote for him. But if that is your reasoning, that just seems unfair to me.
I think it's fine to not give it to him for any number of reasons.
I agree. I think you make a lot of sense already. Jabari just gave a long thought out answer, but you just saying that, I seem to connect with what you're saying a lot more for some reason.
I think his performance against Embiid, when Embiid dominated him, I think this compilation of people scoring like he's not there and in fact seeming to design their offense to attack him, that I have sent to the league office every day for the past 3 days. I think it's all fine. I think the MVP award is like a sports writer's like narrative award. And everyone's like, well, we're talking about this with our grandkids from like years from now. And I'm like, I won't be talking about this with my grandkids, Grandpa, unfortunately. Stop, like, about
this. you're showing your grandkids your old timeline, like your archive timeline. Like, look, hey, I was on the right side of history with this.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I have a tweet somewhere after we drafted Jahlil Okafor where I was like, we're so big. that
was what the tweet was. It was factual.
I think we had Nerlens Noel and Jahlil Okafor. Like, we're so big. And that aged well.
Yeah. Then Embiid was a draft pick around there. They were just big.
We had
centers.
All three. We were big.
Somehow we anticipated the future of, we really anticipated the future of the league there.
Light years ahead.
What we need is a center who can score with his back to the basket.
We need Nerlens Noel at the three. We need Jahlil Okafor at the four, Joel at the five, and we'll have Dario Saric at the two.
There it is.
There you go.
6'10" Croatian who can't move. And then Michael Carter Williams at the one, you know, who also can't move. I think if we had kept that team together, we would have won 2-3 titles.
All right, in terms of playoff matchups, Jabari was asking me, do I have a preferred matchup? My only, like, I feel good about anyone except the Celtics. Like, even like, if we could get the Bucks in the second round, I would feel better about that than I would getting the Celtics in the second round. I just don't, the Sixers don't match up well with the Celtics. It's they will lose a 7-game series. Everyone else, I feel like the Sixers have a chance, personally.
I completely agree with you. And the Celtics, it, not even matchup wise, which is also why we would lose with points, how they count points.
But right.
Just mentally, any nationally televised game that the Sixers are playing the Celtics, I will not go near, because there's just no right. There's no, reason.
No parts.
Yeah, I know. I want no parts of it. So yeah, hopefully. I mean, I don't think the seeding is going to work out this way. Like, there's no way they'll get knocked out. We, because right now we would face the Bucks, right, in the second round. Is that how?
No, we would face the Celtics in the second round.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, we should fix that.
Yeah, yeah. we would have to drop to the 4 seed to play the Bucks.
Be careful trying to get cute with that position.
I know, exactly. I don't like, and probably the Bucks would also beat the Sixers, but I just, the Celtics, I have no hope personally.
No.
Out West, the matchups are interesting. Currently, it would be the Kings hosting the Clippers in the 3-6.
Give that to me. Give that to me.
Jari sounded hungry and horny.
A little bit of both. I'm hungry for that matchup.
Okay. And then Suns Warriors in the first round. Ooh, is
that one too
bonkers? Yeah. Ooh. I feel like Kings Clippers, a lot of the talking heads, not the most important talking heads like us on this show, the ones, correct, you know, we're the ones that everybody pays attention to, mm-hmm, and will sway the Vegas line once they hear our take on this. But like, I feel like a lot of the ESPN talking heads will have the Clippers in that series just because, you know, the playoffs typically go half court and determined by defense, and the Kings are one of the worst defenses in the league. But Jabari, you're saying you'd go Kings on that.
Yeah, I would go Kings there. And you know, this isn't, I promise you, this is not, you know, Lakers Clippers stuff. This is actual analysis, not fan analysis, right, for this, yeah, one moment.
You were saying you would go Kings because they're a real franchise.
Well, because they're a real franchise.
I think that helps.
Clearly.
They have their own stadium.
Clearly. That, yeah, already. That too. Their own city, their own stadium. Yeah. But no, look, I recognize, you know, kind of to the point that you were making, a lot of people are going to say, well, the Kings haven't been there before.
Right.
But, you know, and while, yeah, you know, experience does factor in, you know, of course, I look at the Clippers and say, well, neither have they, you know, like, yes, they mm-hmm have Kawhi. But I mean, like, as a group, it's not like they've done, you know, like all of this winning together. And from the Kings side of things, I hear you in terms of whomever they match up against, that team's going to score a lot of points because Kings play with pace. They get up and down the court. They like to push the ball. But I look at this Kings team as I honestly think they're going to hurt somebody's feelings in that first round, specifically because they can attack you from all over the court, whether it's, you know, anchoring Domus in the block and letting him go to work, having him up at the high post and, you know, like kind of operating and moving the ball around that way. Obviously, you know, De'Aaron Fox has taken his game to another level this year. They've got all types of other pieces. It's, you know, the thing that makes them so dangerous is basically they can get you in the fast, you know, like you're like in the up-tempo game, but they can also, you know, like attack you in the half court set. Like, you know, for example, De'Aaron Fox is Mr. Fourth Quarter this year. There have been other guys that have done well, but you know, when the games get down to it and it gets close, he's already worn you down to the point where more often than not, the Kings have pulled it out. So I say all of that to say, if they lose, we're going to scratch this from the record, and this never happened. This conversation never existed. Yeah. But if they win, I will absolutely be the guy that says, "Hey, look, pat myself on the back because I told you."
That's interesting that they also are calling him Mr. Fourth Quarter, because I'm more familiar with that nickname for myself. But I've heard that with you predominantly.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah,
yeah.
I think it's one of those Superman situations where like Shaq was Superman and then Dwight Howard was Superman.
Sure,
you're the Shaq in this case, obviously.
Yeah,
so
of course, yeah, of course,
I hear what you're saying.
All right.
All right.
All right. I just want to end on that. That's enough. Right. Let's end the episode.
All right. That's funny. Yeah. No, I really, really, really like this Kings team. I've always loved De'Aaron Fox. I think he had a year or two down, and I remember they were on the radar for possible Ben Simmons landing spots.
Right.
Was Halliburton with them at the, I forget who.
Yes. But, yeah. It was when they had Halliburton
with them. And it was either Fox or Halliburton. And I mean, I don't know how well this is going to age, but I just really have loved De'Aaron Fox so much. And Sabonis is who knew that he would be able to put up numbers kind of similar to his dad's? Like, his game, obviously, it's not as behind the Iron Curtain as Arvidas this was, but it is like an Americanized Arvidas Sabonis's game. And I was just looking at the team. In my mind, Malik Monk is 38 years old. He's 25, he's another guy who I thought he was going to be so good.
Kentucky connection.
And the Kentucky connection, exactly. And he's kind of had a rebound year also, but not because of Malik Monk do I think this team can go a little bit in the playoffs, but I do think that they're a little bit flying under the radar for how good they are.
Blake did tell me that he was going to use rebound figuratively at some point because this is a basketball podcast. So swish on that one. Good work. Please.
Yes. Thank you for the assist.
Let's take a quick break. And that was an assist. I did help that by pointing it out after the fact.
You did.
Lobbed it right to him.
That's right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back to talk about some great performances from the week.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5 and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great tasting all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
And we're back. And I didn't want to only talk about the nickname controversy having to do with Mr. Fourth Quarter changing hands a little too soon, maybe for some people's tastes. But so, Jabari, you pointed out that Donovan Mitchell has scored 40 or more 5 times over the last month. Last week, joined LeBron James as the only player in franchise history score 40 or more in a game 9 times in the same season. But you called him Spida, and this is a nickname that I've been having problems with since I started hearing it. You looked up, Jabari, how he got it, and it was because he had, during college, you know, incredibly long arms and was able to steal the ball from all these different positions. And I think every time you go to a new level in your game, at least this was true for me, you know, like because everybody in the NBA has such long arms, he doesn't stand out as having long arms. And so it's just, it's not working. And I think we need to come up with a better nickname for Donnie, which also not a great nickname.
Let me ask this. Had KD accepted Durantula, would you have? Okay, please. That's what I'm saying. Like,
so
would, I bet you wouldn't have as much of a problem with it because the real Durantula or, you know, spider-like individuals, it's still KD. But also,
all Slim arms and legs.
Slim Reaper also was a fantastic one that he said no to.
He said no to.
He said he wanted the servant, and that's neither here nor there.
M. Night. Yeah. Big M. Night Shyamalan fan. Durantula is an incredible nickname.
It's the best.
Yeah. Slim Reaper is somehow an even better nickname. It's just an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah.
And to you, I was trying to think of a team with more than one rich on it, and to say they were also an embarrassment of riches, but I couldn't cut. Rich Bucher was the only, and I think his name's Rick, so it didn't even work. But I was thinking about how, in terms of, this guy was obviously a spider in college, like you just said, Jack, that worked there. But now when you get to the NBA, it's kind of standard across, you know, like massive wingspans, where it would be like if, when I was a kid, we would call my best friend Jeff's dad Pool Shaq when we would play pool basketball with him. But then it would be like if we brought him to an actual basketball court, not playing with children, and called him Pool Shaq.
Might be weird.
Also, it would be very, very strange.
Yeah.
Shout out Pool Shaq.
Shout out to Pool Shaq. One of the best to ever do it.
Thank you.
Like, I love a dad who like just uses his physical size to dominate the pool basketball game. Like,
and
to
back a degree there. That.
Yeah. In the pool,
backs
on top
you down. You're just like, get me out of here.
Sliding off of his.
Just pull up, take the shot. I don't care.
You got it.
Get away from me.
All right. Some highlights from this week. Klay Thompson. We love a good Klay game. Klay locked in. Klay 18 in the first quarter. Just that quick trigger release. 33 at the half. Wound up with 38 because Jabari texted us all and was like, "Klay's got it going." And so we all turned on our TV, and immediately he was like, "Oh, we don't need to do this tonight. It's not game six yet." Warriors rounding into shape, like I think a lot of people suspected they might, heading towards the postseason, but they seem to be the team that is getting the hottest at the right time right now.
They're so scary. Like, they're always just so scary. It's a team that you can't ever, they're the one team where their seed doesn't matter in the playoffs, as long as they're, you know, they get past. I don't think they'd be in the play-in game, right? Or are they in the play-in tournament right now? What are they, 36 and 33? But
they're
I also
in
have,
right now.
They are in. Okay, cool. It's just a team you have to be afraid of no matter what. The Suns, you know, obviously wouldn't want to see Golden State in the playoffs also. So, yeah, also shout out to Dante DiVincenzo, the big ragu, one of the finest players to ever come out of Delaware for my money.
Yeah.
Love it.
And you do have a lot of money on that.
I have so much money related to that statement because it's tax-free.
That's right.
Oh, geez. So just really quickly on the Warriors. I tried all year to, you know, convince myself, no, someone else is coming out. Someone else, Denver, or at one point we were high on the Pelicans. At one point we were high on the Grizzlies. The Warriors are the team out of the West where, you know, even though my heart might not be in it, I don't have to squint, very hard for them to make it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the parts are there. They've been there before. They've done it. If Andrew Wiggins is there and, you know, they can apply some pressure on some of the scores that they would conceivably match up against, I have no reason to count them out. So shout out to last week's guest that claimed that they were absolutely going to come out of the West. Or no, we're going to represent the West.
Western Conference Finals,
Western Conference Finals, because the longer we go, the more that feels probably accurate.
I still think it's going to be the Nuggets coming out of the West.
I don't like all this other guest talk.
Hot take, right? The team that's first, but they have been struggling. It does feel like for the past couple weeks, every time I say I like a team or am impressed by how well a team is doing, they then proceed to lose multiple games before the episode comes out.
So, that did happen 2 weeks
Knicks
in a row.
Knicks and Nuggets, yeah.
Yep.
So glad that we're doing a Sixers episode this time.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Sabonis versus Giannis was a super fun matchup, Bucks and Kings, and it feels like this is one of those games where the Bucks are just like, yeah, but we're still the best team in the league, right? Like, everybody knows that, right? Oh, you don't? Okay. I'm going to prove it to you. And Giannis looked unstoppable, as he does every time he's playing someone who's not Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. 46 and 12.
He still has that gear where, like, you know, like I said, when he puts his head down and just goes, there is nothing that you can do. Like, if your name isn't Joel Embiid.
Yes.
And he definitely showed that in that game. That matchup was a lot of fun all throughout. you know, Sabonis almost had a triple-double at halftime, and then Giannis just came out and said, no, that'll be enough.
Yeah.
It is different in the playoffs. As great as Joe, because Embiid looked amazing in the fourth quarter against Giannis, you can't, and not that you were saying that you could, but to have Embiid on him the entire game,
yeah, because you just can't obviously, do it. Yeah,
yeah, you just can't do it either. But wear him down. That's why you pay PJ Tucker all that money.
That's there you right. go. It's good to have PJ Tucker. It's good out to there. Have PJ.
It is. It yeah. is good. He's spent 95% of his paychecks on the greatest sneaker collection of all time. I do have to give that up for him. I Absolutely. Do wonder when at his, because I remember even wearing Jordan 1s now, if I'm walking around, my feet without an insert in them, my yeah. feet are killing me. And he wears these shoes that don't have, he plays basketball at the highest level in non-antiques. Doctor, yeah, yeah. in antiques, right? There's yeah. dust flying off his feet. No, he is, he's been a treat to have on the team. Doesn't score, but I think in the playoffs, he'll be a valuable asset for the Sixers.
And the Knicks got right against your Lakers. Jabari, you watched the game. What was it like rooting against them? What did you notice about the Knicks?
The Knicks are tough, man. Like, I know that there's always going to be people that doubt Julius Randle. And Julius will give you reasons to at times, but he, you know, this is one of those bounce back years. I think we discussed it last week on the show. He was great in that first half. The Lakers were slow to adjust. And, you know, then when they decided, oh, you know, we do have an Anthony Davis, you know, he was able to slow him down in the second half. But by that point, RJ Barrett got it going, and they just outlasted the Lakers in a game where, quite frankly, the Lakers absolutely needed. So it's a little bit embarrassing, but, you know, good on them. Good on the Knicks.
Yeah. And where are we at in the standings? Lakers are in the play. Okay.
Back in the nine.
Back in the nine, baby.
Hell yeah. That's where you want to be.
Every loss is going to be like, okay, they're out. And then if, you know, when they win, okay, you know, they're in. It truly is. And you know what? Our listener of the week, you know, he kind of alluded to this. It truly is going to be a matter of who's healthy at the end. Like, you know, mm-hmm. who has enough of their guys left at the end for the, you know, bottom half of the West bracket.
What am I watching? The Hokey Pokey here? Yeah, you know, you put your whole team in.
Yep.
Put your whole team out.
Do out. Put your whole team in and shake it all
and,
about.
And
it
at
all
the about. Trade deadline, they did shake things all
they
about.
They shook it all shook, about.
They
shook,
did.
Shook things up. All right, let's do our broadcast call of the week from Mike Breen. We've got a little bit of a streak of a Mike Breen Appreciation Society happening with Mike Breen banging his way across the league with this, this shot from Steph Curry to tie things up.
With a back screen by Thompson on Green. Curry, a three-pointer. Bang! Steph Curry from downtown again! And we're tied with 15 seconds remaining.
And then Billy Mack on the Lakers broadcast on AD doing it on both ends. This was an awesome highlight and got me excited.
Banging on both ends on that one as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
From beyond the arc, Myrtle's back in. By Davis. Good play by AD. Now he's running the floor. D'Angelo Russell now finds AD. There he is. Why not? Block it one and throw it down at the other.
All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, Blake, you know, you have a show called Blake's Takes, for God's sakes. And we're about to get your takes fast and furious in the fastest segment in podcasting, the rapid fire segment of Miles and Jack Up Mad Boosties. So we're going to give you 15 minutes to stretch out, get a nice like pre-workout in, and then we'll be back to make you work, sir. We'll be right back.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5 and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DKHOOPS. That's code DKHOOPS for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, Symbiotica.com.
And we're back. Jabari told me during the break that he's disappointed in me for not making a Fast and the Furious family reference at the end there, because I did say that the segment is Fast and Furious. Anyways, that digression right there is exactly as fast and quick-paced as this segment is. It's the rapid-fire segment of Miles and Jack on Mad Boosties. It's good that we have like such a just concise way of introducing it that it conveys how fast it's going to be.
I still don't understand the whole speed situation that's going on here. I relate to the fury.
You'll yes. get you.
But I want to go more into the fastness and the quickness.
If you had a hat on your head, it would be spinning around right now in the air. Does that put things in perspective for you?
Yeah. Well, thanks for telegraphing my closer when I do stand up.
Well, you can always switch to the arrow through the head. You know,
yeah. I guess. Yeah. But you know how litigious Steve and his, team is. Yeah.
Hey, that I'll hat's turning out. All about. What is this? The Hokey Pokey? That's another one for you. Free one. If you want to use that in your stand up set. A lot of Hokey Pokey references. Somebody told me they didn't even know what, like, I guess not everybody grew up with a Hokey Pokey.
Yeah, the younger audience is going to say, I don't know what they're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, we should tell them to get up off their butts and get jobs.
That's right.
You
go buy a house, why don't you?
Yes, invest.
All right. Should we start the clock?
All right. Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. A catchphrase. There it is. There's the catchphrase that is all ours and nobody else's. Mm-hmm. Jabari, do you want to start? You want me to start?
Why don't you start this time?
Okay. Sounds good. Blake. You can take any former Sixer and pair him with Joel Embiid. Which former Sixer would you like to see play with Joel Embiid?
Todd McCullough, next question. Todd McCullough, next question.
That is fantastic. We're not saying AI. McCullough. We're not going Barkley. We're not going Dr. J.
I might go with Jimmy Butler, actually, if only that was possible.
Wow.
To pair him.
If with.
I think that might be the best answer.
I know. I was saying that to be a little
catty.
That
would make me the most confident of the people that we could put with him heading into the playoffs.
I think it might have to be, because here's the thing, as cool as it would be to see Allen Iverson with Joel, that's obviously not an option.
Right. Yeah. Not enough shots to go around.
Mo cheeks. No problems, to be completely honest. If I'm talking,
you've been
about
saying that.
That
for a long time. Yeah,
I can't. It's destroyed relationships,
friendships, Malone?
And romantic. Yeah, no, I think it might be all. I did say Butler to be a little shyster there, but I think it is. It might actually be Jimmy Butler.
I kind of like that answer.
Yeah.
Now, Blake, we didn't fully explain what the situation is here. It's really incumbent upon you to keep us on pace.
Incumbent, sir.
We are going to need you to keep us going.
Yeah. All right, guys. I'll name more. Eric Snow. I think that he could really blossom with Joel Embiid. I think Matt Geiger's whole vibe.
Jabari, what did I tell you this was a bad idea?
Mm-hmm. You did.
Tim
you
Thomas.
Did.
Yeah.
Tim Thomas would not honestly probably wouldn't be that bad of one because he's, you know, dangerous from three. Who else would I? Ooh, Dr.
You
J.
Cut him off. I told you, you had to cut.
Yeah. All right. It would be very cool. Jumping in a little bit clogging in the lane.
Jumping back in, if you don't mind. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you were waxing poetic about Jalen earlier in the show, and we are going to continue our blood feud with him. Mm-hmm. Is Jalen Rose's hair too good to be true? And I ask that as a follically challenged man.
I'm losing my hair at a rapid rate. A lot of it comes from watching this team over years. I believe Jalen Rose had a quote that if you're not spending $100 on your haircut, or was it 100 was the number?
Yeah,
or
at
was
least
it,
100. Yes.
At least 100. Yeah.
Excuse me. His hair is a distraction.
It really is too good.
I agree. And I do believe what they're trying to do at ESPN with GetUp, trying to modernize and, you know, really bring the Disney, Walt Disney Company into the 21st century. I think that his hair, none of these things can happen while he's giving that level of detail and attention to his hair. So, yeah, I think that you're going to see Bob Iger step aside again. Because of the until this hair situation rectifies itself. So yeah, it's too good to be true for sure.
I am truly distracted every time he's on camera. How great his hair is. You were saying you read Jalen Rose's autobiography?
I told you that in confidence. Oh. I told you that in confidence. That can't be released.
All right, Blake, try and stay on track. I know that's an impossibility, but let's just
try.
Let's just pretend we're trying. Could we pretend we're trying? That would be great. You can pick any player from throughout history to star opposite you in a buddy cop movie. Which player, or we'll even throw coach in. Which of them are you picking?
The first player who came to mind, and this is actually going to be my answer, is Rick Smits, because he looks the most like a cop.
It's the mustache.
It's mostly a casting decision more than on stream chemistry between the two of us. I think another option could be, you know what? Whatever joke I was going to make there would not have been appropriate. So yeah, I was going through like the bat. Actually, you know who it would be? Would be like Bill Laimbeer, because I would be the good cop, obviously, in that situation. He would be the horrific cop. And everyone would hate him. And I think I could rise up the ranks quicker that way just by the juxtaposition of how much easier I am to get along with. So I'll go with, I know I said Rick Smits at first, but I'm going to go with the only other white player I could think of.
They are official, and you guys are officially the bad boys. So I'm not mad at that. All right.
We are. We're very bad.
Keeping it going. If you could bet on any fan base to make the in-arena challenge shots, you know, the layup, the free throw, the three-pointer, half court, which fan base or fan bases are you betting on?
So there's different ways to think of this here, where you could go, where are the basketball hotbeds? Where are the players from? This is interesting. I actually think before they move, I might go with the New Jersey Nets, because you just have guys from Newark, you know, just in the stadium. And it's not the Nets in their current state.
Yeah, because just a bunch of bloggers.
A bunch of guys named Xander. Yeah.
Yeah.
With their little wrists. Yeah. So I might actually have to go with what is the fittest city in the NBA. And that would be Denver. I would actually go with, because I believe you think of what people look like in Denver. Most of them are probably working on jump shots. So I would go with the good folks in Denver for that one.
Plus you got the thin air. So a lot of
hygiene, you know,
you let it fly.
I got you. I like it.
Love it. So I have this persistent nightmare. This has nothing to do with the show. I just want to tell you about my dream. That's basically a reverse like Mike, where I suddenly switch bodies with an NBA player, but I have my skills still.
Yes.
What would you do in that situation if you suddenly switched and you were in Harden's body in the fourth quarter with your skills?
I would carry myself in a way that would be more confident than anyone in the entire world. And also defensively, there would be no difference between so I do want to say that. I would insist upon inbounding the basketball. So the other team scores, because really, to answer this truthfully, you want to hide who you are. So
yes,
I would insist on inbounding the basketball. And then right after I do that, I would start tying my shoe. And I'd be like, you take it. And then,
damn.
So
he's pointing at your shoe, exasperated.
I can't believe it. So, and here's the thing too. One benefit about Harden is that the guy sometimes has not maybe hustled as much as most people. So I think I could pass the barrier of reasonable doubt that, oh, James is just loafing it this game.
Right.
Where I think I would just go from top of the key to maybe top of the key. Like that's going to be the entire. And if I passed it, it would just immediately pass it away. I think that's what I would do.
All right. I like that. But I've always said that I would fake an injury. But you're braver.
One.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I had a dream. I always have laughed at the scenario where when you have such bad self-esteem as a person that in a video game, when you create yourself, you give yourself all really, really bad like ratings, you know, which is completely defeats the whole purpose of doing it. And then I would make the popular kid that I grew up with in the game. And then he'd have amazing ratings and just beat down on
that. Anything else is just unrealistic, you know.
I agree 100%. Yeah, it was like, oh, you got to go to therapy.
I was gonna say, I feel like we could spend the next 30 minutes unpacking that, but yeah. what I will say in response is, guys, we have solved the mystery. We now know why traditionally Jim Harden has turned into a pumpkin at the, you know, like in the postseason.
He's just switching bodies.
It has been because people have been switching. It's guys like me going, yeah, and that's good enough.
I have had that thought while watching him, that is there a body switching? Is there a body switcheroo comedy happening right now?
Yeah.
That's why I feel good heading into the playoffs. Back to you, Jabari.
Vroom. All right, last one here for you, and this is the most important one, just so you know. You know, some people get this wrong, some people get it right. Let's hope that you're on the right side of things.
Me too.
What Jack is that?
Or Jabari?
Damn, Jabari gets like close to the camera after he asks it. Makes a cute face.
When he was coming out of Duke and was drafted so highly, that Jabari, I thought he was going to have his career take off again when he went to his hometown of Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, it's between you two. I'm going to go with sometimes Jack, when I do the Daily Zeitgeist, is not there. And I don't know what other commitments you could have in those situations. I sometimes get paired with a guest host, which I think is disrespectful. So
I would never do that to you,
no,
for the record.
No.
No.
And
this is your only time you've ever been on this, and guess who was here?
We're one for one with Jabari.
Jabari's one for one.
My percentage is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm going Jabari.
That makes sense.
And Jack, that's not a knock on you.
Play the horns.
No, definitely not.
It's a 1-1A situation.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Well, I can't wait to have you back on Daily Zeitgeist, man.
Well, you don't.
Definitely going to happen.
Jack, someone's got to be Pippin, okay? You know, he's got six of them things, too.
Yeah. Pippin ain't easy.
That's right.
And being Pippin ain't easy. That's where that phrase came from, actually.
It is. All right, Jabari, why don't you close the episode?
Oh, close it out? Okay.
Yeah, man, why don't you do it? Since you're, you know, clearly the most important part of the show.
I'm sorry.
See what you've done? All right, I will do this.
So, sorry, I don't know. That's my crying noise.
We went polling this week on Twitter,
And I'm going to be honest with you. Some of these results don't really make sense, but you know what? They were a heck of a lot of fun.
Mike Breen went polling this week.
There you go.
All right. Sorry.
52% of listeners that responded to the polls think that the Lakers are going to make a conference finals run if they get into the playoffs. All right. So this is where I'm
not laughing at like the that being impossible, but the fact that 52%.
52%. And this is where I am with this. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. But come on, man. hey, look, it might be. It might. It could happen. We'll just say that.
I just think we might have a sampling bias because we have a podcast that is basically a Lakers-Sixers podcast. But
this is true. 96% of you guys think the Kings win a round then lose in the second round.
That is definitive. Wow.
Seriously, 73% of you guys think the Suns will make a conference finals run.
Okay. This is starting to be mathematically impossible.
It will officially be mathematically impossible when I get to the end of this. 70% think the Clippers win a round then bow out in the second. We don't really need to comment there because that's probably going to be true. 82% of you guys think the Mavs barely sneak in but lose either in the play-in or the first round.
Okay.
And here's the part where that math ain't mathing, because 38% of you guys think the Nuggets will rep the Western Conference in the finals.
I think all of those things are true. True. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fair enough. All right. Our Boosties listener of the week was at NBA Loverboy, because he said, and you know, we kind of alluded to this earlier.
Mike Breen. Go ahead.
There we are. But you know, that is Mike Breen's alter ego. So yeah, shout out to you, Mike Breen. Thank you. You were making your second appearance on the same episode. But NBA Loverboy says, there's so little separation between the Western Conference teams that it's really going to come down to whoever is healthiest. And to be honest, that's probably the case. You know, we can talk back and forth over these next couple of weeks, but that's, in all likelihood, that's how it's going to shape up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say something mean, but I won't.
I'll go for it.
I was just thinking about how much I hate the take of like, well, I think if healthy, and like, if it all comes down to health, because it's like, yeah, that's obviously true. And that's a piece of randomness that we bake into the conversation and don't necessarily get anything out of being like, I think if Giannis gets hurt, the Bucks are in trouble. But this is not that NBA lover boy. I don't know why I'm being mean to you. I think I just heard.
If we don't put a microphone in front of Kyrie Irving's face until the end of the year, I think they might be able to pick up a win in the play-in tournament.
Fair enough. But for the listeners out there, make sure you give us a follow on Twitter at Mad Boosties. Blake, thank you so much for joining us today. Aside from catching you in stand-up, where can the folks follow you?
First, thank you for having me. This was so much fun. And then
a true pleasure.
Pleasure is all mine. And give me that pleasure. Sorry, that was Mike Green just took took my microphone. At Blake Wexler on all social media, Blake Sakes for God's Sakes. I've recently come into possession of a Twitter account. I'm in a TikTok account, which also is not true. But yeah, I'm on TikTok as well. And that's very, anyway, before the government takes it away from me, I will.
Thank you.
You can check me out on there.
Thanks a lot, Biden.
Yeah, and if you just look up Blake Wexler wherever you listen to music, all my stand-up albums that aren't in the middle of a lawsuit will come up, so you can listen to those. And but seriously, I could not have enjoyed this more. Jabari, you're awesome. Jack, I've always adored you, so thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.
You guys heard it. He said I was awesome, and I'm just going to take that. I'm going to take that and run with it.
Jabari, you are awesome. I'm standing here in front of God and everyone telling you you're awesome.
And on that note, it has been another fantastic episode of Miles and Jack Got
Look,
Mad.
Look, I'm in a weird place.
What's happening?
So while we unpack all of this.
Your teeth are bleeding, not your gums, your actual teeth. Yeah. Blood is coming out of your teeth.
Yeah, been a lot of clenching happening, you know? The Sixer season's really.
And then you picking me at the end, that was just the straw. That was it.
I just fall apart.
It's over now.
One of my eyebrows just fell off my face. You just in a clump.
He's got clump head right now.
All right. Back next week. Bye.
Bye.
Oh. Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.